Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How to Get a Lost Person Saved, already in progress.
I thought, Lord, I still don't get it. You destroyed the devil. You came to destroy the works of the devil. Then you destroyed the power of the devil. I said, Lord, I still don't understand why people are lost. I'm talking to him and telling him about Jesus. Now, this is the most important healing you can get, is to get saved. It's healing of the flesh. If I don't get you healed physically, it's no big deal to me. You can die in your sickness and still go to heaven. And that's the important thing. That's why I'm talking to you about getting saved first, because my goal is to get people saved. After I get you saved, I would love to see you walk in divine health to get where I have been able to obtain. But if you can't meet that, then that's not really that important to me. But my goal is to make sure that your home is heaven. That's the ultimate goal that our King came to do. But I still didn't understand why I couldn't get people saved. Then one day I come up on Colossians 2:15. And he says, I spoiled or disarmed Satan, stripped him of all of his power and armament, and triumphed over him completely in it, the cross. I said, Lord, if you disarmed him and you triumphed over him completely in the cross, then why is the beast still blinding the mind of the people? I still don't have my answer. Now, all this didn't take one night, I can tell you for sure. This took many, many, many nights of midnight oil, digging all these things out, meditating on the Word of God, and asking the Spirit to give me understanding from the Scripture. My heart was to see the people where I worked saved. I could not get them saved. They just wasn't interested. And I know that every one of you in here today has got loved ones somewhere that are lost, that you want to get saved just like I wanted my loved ones to get saved, and they would not hear what I had to say. Some of you, your own spouse, or some of you, your children, are right there today. I'm back to the Scriptures, Lord. I've got to have the answer. One day, a Scripture I had read, I don't know how many times I had read this Scripture, but I had never, never gotten understanding on this Scripture. But one day the Lord jumped this thing off the page at me. And it was Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Jesus is speaking himself, and he said, Behold, I give unto you power. The actual word in the Greek there is not power, because the word power is used two places in those two verses in the King James, and there's two different words in the Greek. So it reads like this, Behold, I give unto you authority. You can use the word power if you want to, but the correct interpretation is I give unto you authority. Authority to trample on the serpent and his scorpions. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Be not thankful that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, or rather be thankful that your name is written in heaven. And then the Lord opened that Scripture to me. He said, Son, that's why they're lost. I've done everything. I defeated the enemy. I sent my son. He defeated him. He destroyed him. He done everything. And he handed off the scepter to you. And he told you to go and do what he had been doing. You are to exercise your authority over the enemy and to command him to get his hands off of people. And when you do that, then he will have to stop blinding the minds of the people. This was a great understanding to me from the Word of God. I began to do what Hebrews 4:16 says. Hebrews 4:16 says, Come boldly into the throne of grace in times of need for mercy. Where do you think the throne of grace is today? It's in the third heaven. where Jesus went and poured His blood out. So I began to practice catching myself up into the Spirit, closing my eyes and walking right into the throne of grace, bold as a lion, and praising and worshiping my King for all these great things He had showed me. And then from that position in Christ, in the third heaven, I begin to rebuke the enemy and command Satan and his wicked spirits and his demonic spirits on earth to take their hands off of John Doe. I said, Satan, you will no longer blind this man's eyes, because Jesus told me I have authority over him, because he's in me and I'm in him, and I'm in the third heaven in the throne room, and I'm rebuking the enemy and commanding him to stop blinding the man of my loved one so-and-so in the name of Jesus. And then I said, Father, you said in John 6:44 that no one can come into the kingdom except they be drawn by you. I said, and you're going to draw them by the Holy Spirit that's on earth as I request it. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to send the Holy Spirit that's on earth and begin to convict John Doe of sin. I ask you to begin to work on his heart and draw him into the kingdom of God and draw him out of the kingdom of hell. I said, then, Father, I ask you to send the proper labor into the harvest. If that labor can be me, you send me. But if it's not me, then you send the right one. And whoever that is, you send that right labor into the harvest to witness to John Doe and to bring John into the kingdom and save him. I said, now, Lord, I claim John Doe's spirit, soul, and body for you and for service under your kingdom forever. And I want to thank you for doing it. It's done, because it's written in your word. It was amazing what I began to see God do. I walked up to a man one day after I learned his principles. I walked up one day to a place of business, and I was meeting people, shaking hands with them, and I walked up this one man right after I learned these principles. I walked up and I shook hands with him and I said, good morning, brother, how are you doing? He said, oh, I'm doing blankety blank blank pretty good. I said, do you know Jesus? No. Boy, I mean, I wouldn't even begin to dare repeat any of the words that come out of that man's mouth. He said, no, I don't believe in that blankety blank stuff. He said, you can talk to them other guys about that blankety blank stuff, but he said, don't talk to me. I said, what's your name, sir? He told me. I said, thank you, sir, for giving me your name. But I said, you know what's going to happen to you? He said, what? I said, you're going to get saved. He said, I want nothing to do with that religious junk. I said, okay. But you're going to see what's going to happen. I left there, and that next day, I got that man's full name, and I'm driving down the road in my truck. And I envisioned myself in the third heaven in the throne of God. And I come up there worshiping and praising our King. After I worshiped and praised Him for 15 or 20 minutes, I said, now, Lord, I'm so grateful for the revelation You've given to me from Your Word, the understanding from Your Word. I said, I know that Your Word says You come to save every human being on the earth, because it's written in Your Word. You also said, anything I ask You, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know You hear my petition, and I know that I have the answer, and the answer is always yes. Everything that's according to Your will. And I know that Your will is to save every human being on earth, because that's what You wrote in Your Word, so I know I'm on safe ground. I said, Father, now then, I rebuke the enemy. I command in the mighty name of Jesus for you, Satan, to stop blinding the man of John Doe. And then I command those wicked spirits in the heavenlies that You're giving power and authority to, that's sending power and authority to the evil spirits on earth that's blinding the mind of John Doe. I command you, Satan, and those spiritual wickedness and those evil spirits to stop blinding his mind to the gospel. I said, now, Father, I thank You for John 6:44. I ask You now, Father, on behalf of Your word, to send the Holy Ghost to begin to convict John Doe of sin and draw him into the kingdom of God. I said, Lord, thank You for saving his soul. It's done. 2 weeks later, I'm in my office, and that man walked into my office, and he said, Thurman, where do you go to church? I said, the First Baptist Church in Justin. He says, what do you think about, and he asked me about a preacher. I wouldn't dare mention his name. It was a preacher who got involved in some money situations. I said, the man is a man of God. But I said, he let a little greed get in there. And I said, God's big enough to take care of his children. He said, what do you think about another man? It's another man, a preacher, that got involved in sexual immorality. Unfortunately, that happens to too many men. They listen to the wrong voice. I said, he's a great man of God, but he made a mistake. I said, I'm thankful for the grace of God that he can forgive us when we make those kind of mistakes. I said, we are human beings, and it's very hard for us to walk in the Spirit, even preachers, because we're still flesh and blood. He said, don't you think those big preachers just want all that money so they can have money for themselves? I said, no, sir. I said, it takes a lot of money to run the kingdom of God, to do great things for the kingdom. I said, I'm tell you what's going to happen, sir. I said, you're going to listen to the wrong voice, and you're going to be thinking about these men that you think have done these sexual things wrong and this money wrong, and you're not going to believe in Jesus, and in one of these days, you're going to die, and when you do, the devil's going to come get you, and he's going to drag you screaming into the pit of hell, and he's going to tell you, he's going to have told you, don't you dare go down to that church, because if you do, all they're going to want is your money. And I said, then that devil will drag you into the pit of hell screaming, saying, you fool, I deceived you, and now you're going to spend eternity in this godless hell with me. And that man jumped up out of that chair, his face turned red, and he said, Thurman, I've heard that voice. What can I do about it? I said, you can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He said, I really don't know much about this yet. I said, okay. I said, when you go home this morning from work, stop by a store and buy you a Bible. And then start reading in the book of Matthew. And I said, as you have questions, you call me and I'll share with you the truths of the Word of God as the Lord has shown them to me. Within 2 weeks, that man called me and said, Thurman, I got this question, this question. I began to share with him, and I said, why don't you come in, brother, and let's sit down and talk. He came in, we sat down and talked, and that morning I led that man to Christ and got him saved. After this man got saved, it was such a transformation. He said, I used to try to sit down and read the Bible. He said, I went to church till I was about 12 or 14 years old, but he said, I never understood it. I said, of course, the Word of God is spiritually discerned. Nobody can understand the Word of God unless they're a Christian.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How to Get a Lost Person Saved, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.